Repent or perish. Now, I never was a hellfire and brimstone preacher, I guess because that's not what led me to the Lord. Although the hellfire and brimstone type of preaching and the different things are very powerful because they minister, not everybody receives the same kind of thing. So you need, it's just like the praise and worship music we had with the choir from Gainesville during our little revival. It was powerful. It wouldn't be my study diet, but I like to be involved in that. It was really wonderful. So with that said, I think that we need to understand repentance, as I talked about in the little youth message, and how repentance is so important to our lives. We make decisions. I don't know how many decisions we make in one day, but they got to be a lot of them. A lot of these decisions we make, we don't even know that we made a decision. We just do it. It just comes naturally to us. But in Luke chapter 13, verses 1 through 9, Jesus did an awful lot of calling for repentance. And this is the subtitle of this scripture. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. About this time, Jesus was informed that Pilate had murdered some people from Galilee as they were sacrificing at the temple in Jerusalem. Well, they were doing this in God's house, is what they were doing. The temple was God's house at that time, or like we refer to as the church. That Pilate had murdered some people from Galilee as they were sacrificing at the temple in Jerusalem. Do you think these Galileans were worse sinners than the other people from Galilee? He said. And that's why they suffered? He's asking a question. Is that why they're being treated that way? Or they're a bunch of sinners or what? Is that why they're suffering? Not at all, Jesus said. And you will also perish unless you turn from your evil ways and turn to God. And what about the 18 men who died when the Tower of Siloam fell on them? Were they the worst sinners in Jerusalem? Jesus said, no, and I tell you again that unless you repent, you will also perish. Now here's the illustration of the fig tree. Then Jesus used this illustration. A man planted a fig tree in his garden and came again and again to see if there was any fruit on it. But he was always disappointed. Finally, he said to the gardener, I've waited 3 years and there hasn't been a single fig. Cut it down. It's taking up space and we can use the space for something else. The gardener answered, give it some more time. Give it a chance. Leave it until another year, and I'll give it a special attention and plenty of fertilizer. If we get figs next year, he said, fine. If not, cut it down and burn it.